We're joined by Mark Cueto. And Mark, here we are back at Pennyhill Park. You've been here for a good number of weeks now as we prepare, not just for the World Cup, hopefully, but obviously for the Investec International at the weekend. Just talk me through how things have been.
Yeah, good. Like you say, it feels like we're sort of never away from here, but, you know, they look after us well, and it's not a bad hotel, but training's going really well. I think we're into about our eighth week now, and boys have been training really hard, loads of competition, and everyone's sort of taking it in the right way. You know, everyone's pushing each other along nicely. There's plenty of PBs every day in the gym, and stuff on the field's looking good as well. So I think the boys are ready for a game, to be honest. Like you say, it's been quite a long pre-season, quite a hard pre-season, but boys are looking good and looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, we've been hearing a lot, obviously, about how competitive it's been with the squad cut from 45 to 40 this week, and even David Strettle, of all people, not making it beyond the 40. Yeah. So for all you guys out on the wing, you know, as you say, being put through your paces, the competition must be very fierce.
It is, yeah. Like I say, Strett's outstanding player and experience and everything else, and, you know, it's unlucky for him, but, you know, as we all know coming into this process, you know, there's only a certain number of places, so it's, you know, it's up to you just to keep your head down and crack on. So, you know, it's the same all over the park. You know, there was a lot of players in the back three here from the start, but, you know, whether it's a World Cup camp, whether it's a Six Nations or an Autumn International, you know, you're always fighting for that place. You know, the back three is probably one of the strongest positions in depth throughout the country, and you know, you're never not in a position where you're almost looking over your shoulder. You know, which is good. You know, it keeps the pressure on you. You know, it keeps pushing you to play well and train well, and brings the best out in you.
And young Charlie Sharples has been very sharp by all accounts we've heard, and obviously very quick apparently in the times as well.
Yeah, he's flying. He's a really good kid. You know, he's only 21. He's only played a season at Gloucester, and, you know, he stood out at Gloucester, scored some good tries and looked really sharp, and fair play to him, been rewarded with a place in the camp. And, you know, he's sort of epitomised what everyone's about at the minute. You know, he's coming to the camp. You know, he's never been here before, never been in the environment, but, you know, he's fitted in straight away and he's trained hard. And like you say, I think probably, you know, maybe no one expect to see him here, but, you know, he's done well. He's I think he's the fastest player in the squad. He's nipped sort of Oogs and probably Oogs and Dilo are up there, Fodes maybe, but he's nicked him by 0.1 of a second, so he's definitely got the speed. And, you know, he's a good lad. He's got his head screwed on the right way, and he's willing to learn and work hard and stuff, so I think he'll have a really good future.
And just if we can, Mark, looking more ahead specifically to this weekend, obviously you're in the starting 15, which is fantastic, and as ever, a great opportunity to sort of stake your claim moving beyond to a berth for New Zealand. But playing the Welsh in the Investec International, jam-packed Twickenham, sold out, we heard this week, should be terrific.
Yeah, I don't think I sort of ever expected anything less. You know, I think over the last few weeks people have sort of been questioning whether it would be a sellout, and, you know, my gut reaction was always, you're kidding, aren't you? Regardless of whether it's a friendly or whether it's a warm-up or whatever else, you know, it's England v Wales at Twickenham. It's the only game of the warm-up series, so I never doubted it'd be a sellout. You know, it's going to be an awesome weekend. Like I say, the boys are raring to go, so hopefully it'll be a good one.
And just a couple to finish off, if we can. I know it's been a difficult few months for you coming into this with the ban from the game at Northampton. How's that sort of galvanised you in a way when obviously you couldn't play professional rugby for a good few weeks at the end of last season? How does that kind of affect your mental approach coming in now?
I'm fresh, mate. Fresh. You know, I got a decent break, probably the longest break I've ever had for 10 years in the summer. It allowed me to have a holiday, spend a bit of time relaxing and getting away. You know, I had a little clear up on my knee that needed to be done. So, you know, I've come into this World Cup camp raring to go, you know, from day one. And as I said, as with everyone, I'm feeling great. You know, training's gone really well. I'm confident and just itching to get back on the field.